This is
KBOO Portland. Boot.
Boo.
And you are tuned to the OOBU Hour.
Radio Theater!
1990. Punch the shit out of the wall.
Any trouble?
Are we not men?
You broke the law.
Law no more.
There it is. The records were messed up. You are now free to go. A month earlier than we thought. How does it feel, Mr. Dimajad?
I just want to be with my wife and my daughter again.
That's the attitude, Dimajad. We'll mail the rest of your stuff to the apartment.
Sure. All those letters. Jane and I wrote to each other every other week. I can't wait to see her face when I walk in. They don't expect me for another month.
It's all here. The money earned the last 9 years.
Thank you, Warden.
Good thing you weren't in one of those private facilities where the money goes to the corporation. You want to count it?
No need for that. I trust you.
You earned it, fair and square. You earned every penny of it, 20 big ones. We'll miss you on the work line.
With this money, I'll buy the beginning of a future. A future for Jane and for my daughter, Eve. I'll find a job, work hard, and earn more.
You do it, Dimajad. Be careful out there. Things will be different after 9 years. Some things you may not even recognize.
You don't have to worry about me.
I hope we never have to see you again. Know what I mean?
I sure as hell do, Warden. You won't see me unless it's a social visit.
Dimajad, you already know some of the story. His release from prison, the wife and child whom he hasn't seen in 9 years, and perhaps you caught the fact that Mr. Dimajad has received $20,000. He puts a wad of 20s in his wallet, and the rest he stuffs in the inner pockets of his vest.
Mr. Dimajad is a man who has done wrong in the past, but is now on the path of right, with money he earned fairly. The intoxication of freedom nearly dizzies him as he steps away from the prison complex towards the bus stop, feeling as if he's floating with each step. We don't know what Mr. Dimajad was in jail for.
In fact, it was an embezzlement, and he got caught, and the money was all recovered.
That is unimportant right now, because Mr. Dimajad has stepped out of prison and is about to step into the OOBU Zone.
Here I am. I stand at my old door. Jane's name is still on the mailbox. Her name and my name. Nothing has changed. It's not even 4 p.m. Too early for Jane. She's still at work. But maybe Eve is home from school.
Ron Dimajad rings the bell. No one answers the door. No one home. Ron Dimajad thinks to himself,
I can't wait to see my wife and daughter. The delight on Jane's face. And little Eve running up to clutch my knees. Big Eve now, she would be 15 years old. I can't believe how the time has passed. They grow up so fast. Maybe I'll go somewhere and wait.
He goes back down the stairs, and then a couple blocks over, to the neighborhood bar where he used to hang out. The place is boarded up, dust on the tables and chairs.
No, that kind of sobered me up.
You'll be all right.
The place has been closed for years.
I just want a beer.
Go over to Powell Crossing. Lots of bars over there.
Powell Crossing? That's not too far, is it?
Nah, take that road. Only 15 minutes on foot. Just past the train tracks.
Over in that industrial area?
Yeah, over there.
And there's a bar over there?
Lot of bars, restaurants. It's happening over there.
Wasn't like that when I used to live here.
Nah, it's all pretty new, prettified. You know how it is. Things change. You won't even recognize it.
Get a beer, kill some time. Across the train tracks, I enter the nearest tavern and sit down at the bar.
Hey, buddy, what'll it be?
Beer, please.
Which one? Superdog? Dominator? Thunderdome? Or Coldcock?
I don't know. Don't you have some kind of regular beer? Budweiser?
Oh, how about a PBR?
No, not a sandwich. Just give me one of those Paps behind you on the fridge.
My first beer in 9 years.
Oh, you got it.
How much?
Say, you ought to be more careful. Flash around that cabbage like that. Don't want to draw the wrong attention.
I can take care of myself. Just give me that beer.
One beer, that's all. The first sip tastes delicious.
Guy flashes a wad like that. Place is full of eyes. The eyes of sharks and barracudas and piranhas.
Hey, Trish.
What is it, E?
I think I got one.
Him? Sure, he's got anything.
Yeah, I saw it. You want to spot me?
You really want to? Ugh. He looks desperate, like he just got out of the lockup.
I saw what I saw.
You go, girl.
Hello, can I sit here?
Sure.
You waiting for someone?
No, felt like having a beer.
You don't mind me sitting next to you?
No.
Are you sure I'm not distracting you from your beer?
No, not at all.
I steal a look at her slender legs and thighs, sheathed in red webbed nylon. Then I look intently at my beer to avoid looking at her. What was the last thing the warden told me?
Be careful, Dimajad. Stay away from the wrong places, the wrong people.
Are you sure?
Huh?
Are you sure I'm not bothering you?
No, not really.
I can move if I'm bothering you.
No, you don't have to.
You look lonely sitting there. I'm feeling lonely too.
You don't look like you'd be lonely. I would think you'd have the opposite problem.
The opposite of lonely. Is there a word for that?
I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't look like I'd be lonely?
Well, you're too pretty.
That's sweet of you to say. Thanks.
Why the hell am I talking to this woman? Been too long since I've had a drink. And I can't help to sneak another look at her curvy legs and slender neck as she smiles at me behind shaded lenses. And then her hand is on mine at the bar. The touch of her soft flesh. When one hasn't touched a woman's hand in 9 years.
Which way do you feel now?
Maybe I am just a dame and didn't know.
I like sweet guys. My name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I was wondering if you could buy me a beer? Or is that rude of me to ask?
You want a beer? Are you even old enough?
They wouldn't let me in here if I was under 21. The guy cards me every time.
The bartender.
Yeah. Look at the way he gives me the stink eye. So what do you say?
I don't say anything bad about anyone.
No, the beer. I can pay you back sometime. It looks like you're almost ready for another one, too.
Sure. I'll buy you a beer and another for me.
It's like we're celebrating.
Celebrating? What are we celebrating?
Do you need a reason? Why don't we take our beers over to that booth?
Over there?
Sure.
Thank you.
Then I'm in the restroom, staring at the mirror. What the hell are you doing, Ronald Dimajad?
Keep your nose clean, son, and stay away from the wrong people. You are ready for a new life.
Go back out there, finish your beer, say goodbye to her, and leave. I open my wallet, the thick wad of 20s. The rest of the money is in the inner pockets of my vest. I slide out an old photo from a decade ago. Me, Jane, and Eve. One more beer with this woman, and then I head home to see my family. I walk back into the bar and slide into the seat next to her.
So much I want to tell you.
You doing okay?
Sure. I'll finish this beer and then I have to leave.
Oh, I like talking to you. You have to go home to some other woman, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Some lucky woman to have a sweet, nice man like you.
I haven't been in a bar in a while. This beer is nice.
That's okay. At least I can enjoy your company now. She doesn't ever have to know.
Who doesn't have to know? What are you doing?
I like the feel of your hand. You work with your hands.
Yours are very smooth.
Nice, strong hands. The rough texture of the fingers. I like the way they feel. You like that?
I don't want you to get any ideas. I love my wife.
I won't get any ideas.
As soon as I finish this beer, I have to go home.
I take another large swig.
You don't like it when I touch your hand like that?
Uh-huh.
The electricity surges in me as her hand touches mine again, and I am intensely aware of her slender body on the seat next to mine and the intoxicating smell of her perfume. She watches me from behind the dark glasses with a smile. Finish the beer and leave. I need to finish the beer and leave.
What are you thinking right now?
I don't know.
You want to kiss me?
I told you, I was married. I'm married.
So, I don't care if you don't.
I probably shouldn't. I need to leave pretty soon.
If that's what you want to do, is that what you want?
You want me to kiss you?
Uh-huh. A little kiss never hurt anything.
No. Sometimes it might lead to something else that we'll both regret.
I won't regret anything. If we both want something, then the regret would be if neither of us acted on it.
I don't think we should.
You don't? Are you sure?
Hell, I think. Tonight is my first night out. Why not celebrate with a kiss from a beautiful stranger? No, I shouldn't. Think about Jane. But Amanda's face is so close to mine. 9 years without the embrace of a woman, and then her moist lips and tongue are on mine.
Nice. Did you like that?
Yes, that was very good. Now, I think I need to,
It sure was good. Look at you down there, horny boy.
What are you doing?
Can I...
The room swirls around me and her fingers touch my pants at the crotch, prodding at my erection, and her other hand reaches over and puts my hand on her thigh. I cannot hide the fact that I want her badly.
You're a little shy, aren't you?
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I guess I feel like you do right now. You can't hide it.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Tell me what you mean.
You want me to tell you?
I want to hear you tell me.
I don't think I can say it out loud, in public like this.
Just tell me quietly.
I can whisper it in your ear, what I feel like.
Yes, whisper it in my ear.
I feel like I want us to... I want to fuck.
Uh-huh.
With you. You know what I mean?
You want to do that?
Yes, very much. You want that too. You can't hide that.
Yes, but we probably shouldn't.
That's all I want. No commitment. Afterward, you can go home to your wife and nothing happened. No reason why two people who want the same thing shouldn't...
You, live near here?
No, other side of town.
Me too. Get a hotel room? What am I thinking? We're not going to really do this, are we?
Why not? I know where we can go, not too far.
Often we can't stop the momentum of actions taken. Ron Dimmajad is far more intoxicated than he should be from two beers, and he cannot hide his arousal from the woman. She pulls him behind her across the street, a block away, and down some stairs into a space beneath the stairs, hidden from the street.
Against my groin like a cat in heat as we begin to kiss. My hands squeeze at her small, firm breasts beneath her blouse as she unzips my pants.
Give it to me. I want it.
I close my eyes. I think about Jane. The girl even has some qualities as Jane, my wife. The mouth, the chin, just a bit, or maybe I see it that way in the dim light as she puts me inside her, leans back against the wall. I close my eyes and pretend I'm with Jane. Not the Jane Dimmajad who I will soon see, but Jane Smith, 23 years old, those first days of falling in love, the first time we made love.
Give it to me, big boy. Give it to me.
A strange sensation begins as a prickle in my groin and floods rapidly through my limbs as if they are no longer mine. It's as if I've begun to float above my body, above the man making love to the young woman against a wall beneath some stairs. And then I fall out of her, fall a very long way to the ground. Darkness, and very far away, voices.
Trish! He's down. Let's roll him.
Knockout drops? He's down, good. You didn't want to wait?
He was going to walk. There wasn't enough time for the stuff to work the normal way.
Sure. Was it good?
What? Don't look at me like that. You think I wanted to fuck him? Look at this. I told you the wallet was loaded with green.
Let me see that. Wow. All cash, no plastic. Sweet.
I think he has more in the vest. Give me that knife.
What do you have there? Wow. We hit the jackpot, girl.
We sure did, Trish. Feel him down. Make sure he's not hiding anything else.
Wouldn't think a guy with a pathetic mug like that would be holding this kind of green.
See? It was worth it. He would have walked before the stuff took effect. I didn't have another 2 hours.
Now, fuck him to stimulate the blood. Quicken the metabolism up. Was he an asshole?
No, just old and pathetic. I kind of feel sorry for him.
A pity fuck. You're such a slut.
Probably has some fat, ugly wife at home. Or maybe he was just feeding me lies. Maybe he has no one.
Yeah. So you let him pork you. You've got it all there. Let's get the fuck out before somebody sees us.
Help me pull up his pants.
Pull up his pants?
We can't leave him like that, with this thing out in the open.
Eh. I don't want to get close to it.
Ron Dimmajad lies on the ground beneath a staircase. A shaft of daylight penetrates his eyelids. His head is a symphony of pain. Slowly he claws his way to an awakened state, surprised for a moment to find himself not lying in a prison cell. Then memory floods in. His first day out of prison, the girl in the bar, the money.
Ugh, my head. She must have slipped something in my beer.
He grabs for the wallet lying a few feet away and flips it open.
Empty, of course. I hope they didn't get...
Then he pats his vest.
Fuck, they took it all. That little whore got everything. 20 grand, all gone.
Everything except the 220s I hid in my shoe. How could I be so fucking stupid? Damn, so fucking stupid. How could I?
Shaken, he climbs to his feet. He traces his steps back to the bar, which is closed at that hour, as the city begins to buzz to life.
Now what? How will I find that little slut? Amanda? Do I even know her last name? Do I even know if Amanda is her real name? Well, when I find her, I'll wring her scrawny little neck. Would I do that? I don't know what I'm capable of. Evil girl like that lures me in to rob me. A cold-hearted, lying bitch. Seduced me and drugged me and stole everything I have. And I fell for it. One of the oldest cons in the book. What a stupid idiot, Ron, to fall for that. What would the warden say to me?
You will always face setbacks on the road to life. You can't let them set you back. You keep going. Learn from the setbacks. Don't dwell on what could have been and what should have been. Live in the here and now.
She didn't take everything. The money gone, but that doesn't matter. I still have Jean and Eve. This was a lesson, a very expensive lesson. I need to go home to my wife and daughter.
As he walks back towards the apartment and the familiar neighborhood, he begins to feel better.
Sure, I won't be able to surprise Jane with that money, but she's not expecting me to have any money. She's not expecting me home for another month. It will still be a surprise enough, showing up early at the doorstep.
He reads the clock outside a bank. 7:30 a.m.
She'll be at the kitchen table drinking coffee. Eve will be getting ready to catch the bus. You don't need that money. Love doesn't need money. I can't wait to see them.
And then he's climbing up the stairs to the apartment door. He stands at the door and takes several deep breaths. At last, the moment he waited for. He knocks on the door and has a sudden pang of anxiety.
What if Jane found someone new? What if the door opens and she's there with another guy? What if she wasn't telling me something in the letter she mailed every couple of weeks? What if things have changed?
Ron? Oh my God, Ron! You're home, Ron!
The doubts are gone as Jane rushes into Ron's arms. At long last, he holds his wife in his arms and kisses her and hugs her. After 9 years, he's home.
I can't believe you're here, Ron. We weren't expecting you until... They let you out early?
Yes, 1 month early, Jane. You haven't changed at all. You look like you did when I went in.
You haven't changed that much either, Ron.
You're being nice. Lost some hair, gained some weight. I can't wait to see Eve.
Now, Eve, she's grown. She's a sophomore at Cleveland High, and she's getting dressed for school right now.
It's good to be home.
Sit down. Have some coffee. I'll make you some eggs and toast. There's so much to catch up on.
Ron smiles for the first time in 9 years. A genuine smile. He knows he's happy. Despite the stolen money and that stupid thing with the girl, why did he think he needed something like that?
What a wonderful day. It seems like good luck finally smiles on this family. Last night, Eve won a bunch of money from a raffle, and this morning you came home. Let me go get Eve.
Yes, it'll be so sweet to see her again.
And we'll be a family, happy and complete. My new life truly begins now. Nothing can get in the way of that. Not that girl or the stolen money. Nothing. Right now, I can honestly say this is the happiest moment of my life.
Dear listener, our story of Ron Dimmajad is almost to an end. The moral to this radio drama is that you do not need money to find happiness. All you need is the people you love and care about.
Those people may be your wife and daughter, as in the case of Ron Dimmajad. It may be close friends or members of your family. For Ron Dimmajad at that moment, the future is joyful and endless.
This is what I wanted in prison. Embracing my lovely wife, Jane. Watching my daughter, Eve, grow up. It's not too late to get all that back. I will never leave you again, Jane. And Eve, you have a father again. I loved you as a baby and watched that baby become a young girl. And I missed you these last 9 years. And now you are a much older girl, but there's still time to watch you become a young woman. Jane and Eve, the happiest day of my life, to be back with both of you.
Eve, I have a surprise for you.
What is it, Mom? Who are you talking to in there?
Your dad, he's home.
Daddy's home? He's here? Now?
Yes, they let him out early.
I can't believe he's home, Mom. With that money I won, we can go to a nice place for dinner and celebrate.
We sure can. Come out and see him.
Yes. Daddy! Hi, Dad! You!
Eve?
Well, go on. Give your daddy a big hug.
No. Oh, no, no. God, no.
What's wrong with you? Eve,
no.
Ron,
no, no,
both
no.
of you.
God,
what is
no.
going on? Is it something I said?
A fake ID and a fake name, the recognition sinks in between the man and the girl as they look at each other in shock. The happiest day of Ron Dimmajad's life suddenly becomes a nightmare. That is because Ron Dimmajad and his entire family are trapped in the Ubu Zone.
The preceding radio theater program, 9 years, was performed by
Roll.
Big Rattlehead,
Amanda Eve,
Smirky McFlight Suit,
Virginia Fur,
Noah Ahmadinejad,
Sweet Tooth,
Joe Freeman.
The plot of this show was stolen from an episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents and written and produced by Rolf Semperbon for KBOO and the Ubu Hour.
All right.
That was really good.
Really good. I fucked my dog.
Theater piece. Now it is time for something else, and this is the time between those two times. This is the space in the sequence of events that doesn't quite exist. Perhaps you have nodded off to sleep, or you've let your attention slip. Perhaps you are not quite aware as I speak these words.
Do you think something will happen?
I don't know. We have to wait and see.
Not see? This is radio. You mean wait in here.
What do you mean we have to wait here? I'm not waiting around for something to happen. I have things to do.
I meant wait in here and not wait and see. Do you always have to make an issue of it?
We already know what it's going to be on this show. Some poorly produced piece for the...
We are still in that sliver of time where the one radio skit has concluded and the music has faded, but the next radio skit has not quite commenced yet. We are in what is known as the buffer that separates the one dramatic unit from the next that succeeds it. Usually this interlude takes only a few seconds and rarely as long as the one to which you are listening to now.
What's going on? I don't hear anything. Did K-Boo go off the air?
I don't know. They here are taking their time to start the next piece. Someone better wake up in the air room.
When do you think they'll go back on the air?
I don't know. Maybe something happened.
Like what?
I don't know.
But you must have thought of something to say that. What do you think might have happened?
I really wasn't thinking anything specific. I'm just saying, with the dead air.
Maybe we should call them up. Maybe they don't even know that the signal is off the air.
The buffer music has ended, and yet the next program has failed to begin. Often there's a sliver of silence between the one unit of radio entertainment and then the next, but it should never be longer than 1.3 seconds. When that moment of silence becomes too long, we are in the dreaded radio zone known as dead air.
Is something wrong?
I told you, I don't know. Why don't you call them up and find out what's going on down there? They should be airing something.
Sure, there's always something.
Not right now. I don't hear anything. Like the guy just said it, dead air.
Dead air is something. It might not be what listeners want to hear, but it is something.
No, it's not. It's a bunch of silence. It's like the radio station doesn't exist.
Ah, you just proved my argument. Dead air is something. It's silence. Even by its lack of somethingness, it has an essential somethingness. Read your Sartre, moron.
It's a lot of philosophical nonsense.
That makes no sense at all. How can you justify these Ubu Hour idiots daring dead air?
My point is that there's no such thing as nothing. Nothingness doesn't exist. Nothing is nothing.
If nothing doesn't exist, then why the fuck is nothing coming out of my radio?
And we continue to listen to the silence of the radio in the space between this preceding piece and the one that was supposed to begin, interrupted occasionally by my voice, which adds nothing to clarify the nature of what is transpiring. The sliver of time between the two pieces has now grown into a chasm of dead air.
You're really calling them up?
Uh-huh. Maybe the transmitter's still, and they don't even know about it.
A voice came on a moment ago, and now it's silence again. Technical difficulties. People who don't have their shit together.
Find out what the hell is going on down there. This dead air has gone on long enough.
Hold on. Hello? Hello? Is this KBU Radio?
Are they there?
I don't know. I can hear something. Hello? Is there anyone there? Can you hear me? Hello? Anyone there? Can you hear me?
Did you get someone?
No. I could hear them pick up, but no one was there. Wait a second. I just heard someone. Hello? Are you there?
Hey, just came back on the air.
Finally.
Well, that's just me.
Confusion has set in enough. Too many listeners have turned off the radio. And we now begin the next sketch, where we find several people gathered around a dining room table. Behind them, on a pedestal, is the bust of the eminent linguist, Noam Chomsky.
I motion that the Linguistic Society of Willamette Valley will now come to order. Do I have a second for that?
You can have more time than that.
No. Do we have someone to second the motion to bring the meeting to order?
Yeah, let's get on with it. Why did you call this meeting anyway?
The word psychopath. That is the topic of tonight.
Psychopath?
That's right.
Let me name some examples of psychopaths. Corporations are psychopaths.
You got that right. Gnome would agree with that one.
And cats are psychopaths.
Cats? But they're so lovable and fluffy.
I buy that one. If they were any bigger, they'd be scary.
I guess you're right. You know, my cat does act like a psychopath when you get down to it.
Cannibals are psychopaths, too.
Some are. Someone like Jeffrey Dahmer. But what about when some people are trapped somewhere with nothing to eat?
You're right. Cats, corporations, cannibals. Am I beginning to see a pattern here?
That's right. Can you name other things that have a psychopathic element that begin with the letter C?
Charlie Manson? CEOs? Crackheads?
Chris Christie.
He's more of a bully.
Capitalism.
Crocodiles, cabals. A lot of cads can be psychopaths.
What's a cad?
Clinically deranged.
Crazy people, crackpots, criminals.
Child molesters. Callous, cruel people are psychopaths.
There's plenty more. Nearly every psychopathic element in our society starts with the letter C. Callous, cruel, creepy, crazy, cold, cuckoo, crackers.
Yeah, so what?
The word psychopath starts with the letter P. Can you name a psychopath that starts with the letter P? Anyone?
Poop? Plagiarist? No.
Can't come up with anything. How about puppets?
Hey, I don't like that!
Puppets? That's another show. Puppets are not psychopaths.
It depends who's operating them, doesn't
it?
It
shows what you know, buddy.
I got one.
Yeah?
Prima donnas? No, that's not a good one. The Pope?
I got one. Pet cats. That starts at the P.
Boo.
Why are you booing me? Pet... never mind.
There you are. No one can come up with anything. There are not very many psychopaths that start with the letter P.
And your point is?
Why does psychopath start with the letter P when the actual psychopaths start with the letter C? Why should the letter P be burdened with this word? It's not like we pronounce the word as psychopath.
Are you suggesting we change the spelling?
Precisely. Plenty of words that start with C have the hissing sound. Cities and circuses. The word psychopath should start with the letter C, too.
This is why you brought us in here? I could be home watching True Detective.
We are going to demand that academic scholars, people in the mental health industry, and the dictionary companies across America change the spelling of this word. Are you with me, my fellow cunning linguists?
For the record, my cat is not a psychopath. Tigger, if you're listening to this, I would never believe cats are psychopaths.
You're just saying that so we won't pee on your favorite pair of boots. Mm.
Certainly illuminating. Not.
Cats are psychopaths? Is that the message they're trying to convey?
Let me tell you something. Sometimes I wake up and my cat is watching me from the window. I see his silhouette, his head, and his ears. A shadow in the window.
Yeah? So?
And he looks just like a devil. The ears look like the horns of a devil. At the window, watching over me.
The preceding radio theater piece, More Than Seven Psychopaths, is dedicated to Ashra,
Granola,
Bob and Iggy,
Henry,
Black Kitty,
Stromeower,
Alistair,
Pudgy,
Hooplehead,
Billy,
Chester,
Bob,
Mittens.
You have a Bob too?
Oh, is that my cat's name, Bob?
You have a name. You have a cat named Bob.
Smirky McFlight Suit.
No, it's your cat. It's cat. Not you. Cat, no, yeah, give your cat's name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your cat name be your cat. Sorry, I thought we were at the end doing the name. No. A lot of cats are pounds.
Well, these are past cats.
Yeah, there's all your past cats. Dead cats. Yes, dead cats too. It's dedicated to live cats. Trillion. Limbo. Beat anything.
Nico. The cats that I have led to their death because that.
No. These are cats you really like.
Oh, well, I didn't say I didn't like them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they couldn't swim.
God, my grandmother had a cat, and that cat could swim real fast. And she'd throw it in the pool, and the cat would like run to get off
the Staten Island Ferry.
I was gonna say, especially when you're in a bag, you know, you're
My cat talks.
Is this the Republicans of Clark County?
My cat was attacking the other cat.
You know, my cat gets really impatient with me, and he goes, now.
You know what the main thing cats are saying is, meow. What's the first two letters in meow?
This program was written by Rolf Semprebon, produced by Yerne Mir, and was performed by
Yehuda Bangs.
Rolf.
Virginia Fur.
Cake. Smirky McFlight Suit.
Republican Voter.
Renegade.
Asbury.
Maybe I don't love you.
My father's belt tied around my mother's belt.
Difficult, but you can do it, right?
Can be described as extremely suggestible. Are my father's belt tied around my mother's belt?
And what can you make them do?
Are my father's belt tied around my mother's belt?
What did you think of that?
I'm just asking. I'm interested.
on the bed there.
I'm paying my
What
way
did down. You think of that?
You have the right person.
Who's the girl?
She's super great.
If you get a hold of them.
How long have you been doing this?
Dig right in.
She's dating
Jess. How long have you been doing
that? Yes. What did you think of that?
If you want to eat something, I made some coffee.
Oh, what a waste.
Thank you, Donovan.
What did you think of that?
Well, let's see. If you have the right person, you get a hold of them, dig right in.
Want a drink?
No.
Go, you kid. You got nowhere to go.
What did you think of that?
If you get them under your spell, if you work hard,
ironic,
and take your time.
And I'd really like to put some clothes on.
Oh, for the man on board! Whereabouts?
How long have you been doing this?
For the last 2 hours.
Sure, sure.
You want to talk?
Better make it short.
2 by 6.
Got a lot of resting to do.
You didn't want to use the lighter crowd?
How do you feel?
I'm not gonna hit you.
And take your time. And do it right. You can make them want to do almost anything.
How do you feel?
How long has it been?
Last 2 hours. How do you feel?
Oh my god.
How long have you been doing
this? What a waste. 2 by 6.
How do you feel?
I'm not sure about
the bag is down in the room. Same room, same bed.
I won't pay you for 2 days.
What a waste.
Okay, Mr. Mage.
Hey. Where are you going?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kiss me.
To hurt you as much as I can.
To your uncle. Are you getting in on that?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you can't.
You come into my door.
So you've
got no way to go.
I'm like this.
Drink.
Please don't spoil it.
By frightening me, you people will get hurt.
Please don't spoil it.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
What are you doing here? No. Dreams are good. I guess I'll be behind you. Dreams are dead. I can raise you constantly. Brought home.
Okay, Mr. Nature. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What do you want?
I hurt you as much as I can.
Get the fuck off me!
Do you know what I'm talking about?
How?
How do you think?
Hunting trips, how could I compete? Trips, how could I compete with all of those dead birds you constantly brought on your hunting trips? How could I compete?
To hurt you as much as I can.
Fucking fake!
The bag down in the room. Same room, same bed.
Hey, for 2 days.
I just thought you were gonna, you know, do this a few times for fun. And then.
Okay, Mr. H. All right.
All right.
Come on. What do you want?
To hurt you as much as I can.
You got nowhere to go.
Who are you kidding?
What is the word? But you can't choose your children.
Okay, Mr. Page.
Please don't spoil it.
What do you want?
To hurt you as much as I can.
Would you want me to stick around?
To the bag, huh? Dark room.
Yeah, sure.
Same room, same bag.
Oh, hey, you for 2 days.
How do you think?
Oh, ow, ow. Don't touch me here, so it hurts too much.
Marge, I'm in the bath. Yes. It won't be long.
For my father's belt, tied around my mother's belt.
Coming.
You have Dickie's ring.
What did I ever do?
Ever tell you one thing that I've ever done to her?
Marge.
About who I am.
Where my father's belt tied around my mother's belt.
Elisa!
For my father's belt tied around my mother's belt.
I was just looking for a needle.
We want to be free!
I wasn't snooping. I just...
You prefer...
We want to be free!
Cables for the van.
When are you coming back?
We're heading back now. How's my brother doing?
He's fine. Please hurry back. Just want to get the fuck out of here.
We want to be free!
More difficult, but you can do it, right?
Yes. Can be described as extremely suggestible.
Who would have thought? And, what can you make him do?
I gotta hand it to you. You live for it.
I'm just asking. I'm interested.
All right. Well, let's see. If you have the right person, if you get a hold of them, dig right in. If you get them under your spell, if you work hard and take your time and do it right, you can make them want to do almost anything.
Hello, free and clear.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Yeah. Nothing for you.
Hey!
Okay. Huh? Into there.
Was geht das an?
I've got something in mind, Mr. Parker.
We want to be free!
You can't do that.
You got nowhere to go. We want to get loaded!
Yeah!
And we want to have a good time!
Would you come with me, kid?
Sam, I love you, baby.
Wait,
hey,
grab the camera, shut it over here.
I'm the mayor, can they help me now? I mean, we want to have a good time.
I'm not gonna.
That's what we're gonna do.
I love you.
I'm looking at him.
I love you too, baby. And no.
Drunk.
She can't hold it no more. She's a goddamn mess.
Oh. Are my father's belt tied around my mother's body?
Maybe I don't love you.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Careful.
See?
Give me a boat back.
Please, mate, we'll find you. Chris.
So tell me. What was that all about? Well, come on.
Oh, dear. Come on inside. Where did you learn to do that?
Picks it up along the way.
Where my father's belt tied around my mother's belt.
How'd you know?
Like you, along the way. I used to work that street.
Maybe I don't love you.
My father's belt tied around my mother's belt.
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you
title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
KBOO invites you to the first Cascade Media Mixer, Tuesday, August 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Weird Shift Storefront, 201 North Alberta. This networking event of local media makers and artists from the Pacific Northwest is for making connections, sharing ideas, and collaborating on media projects. This month focuses on building momentum towards the Cascade Media Convergence happening this fall. The Cascade Media Convergence will take place September 19th to the 21st and is a regional gathering of community-based media organizations, journalists, and artists to explore democratic models of media production and distribution, For more info on the CMC, visit www.cascademedia.cc. Again, that's the Cascade Media Mixer, Tuesday, August 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Weird Shift Storefront, 201 North Alberta.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Pay attention, it's Joe time. Olé, olé, it's Joe time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little louder.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words.